there's some cautious optimism in the international fight against coronavirus, and that's where we start today's edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus, outside the CNN Center. Here we go. From Sunday to Monday, the nation of Spain saw an increase of several hundred deaths from COVID-19, but it was a smaller increase than the average day last week, and that's giving hope to Spanish health officials. The increase in the number of new cases was lower as well. Italy has seen a decrease in the number of daily deaths and hospitalizations from coronavirus, and in Germany, the government has allowed some small businesses like bike shops and car dealerships to reopen. But Chancellor Angela Merkel says the country's a long way from being out of the woods and that preventing a relapse of the virus is a priority. The Czech Republic, Austria, Denmark, and Slovakia have also removed some of their restrictions. The United States has seen more than 760,000 confirmed cases of the virus, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 30% of those cases are in New York State alone. And though the governor says New York is past the peak of new cases and deaths, coronavirus is still very much a threat. And as far as New York City goes, the mayor of its 8.5 million people says all parades, concerts, and rallies have been canceled through the month of June. Other parts of the U.S. with fewer cases are looking at how and when they can start opening up businesses and schools again. A former commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says, quote, "It's not going to be a light switch," meaning that states that do start getting back to normal will be doing it gradually over the months of May and June.